apply now for early access to some Game and Fish lands in the Du Bois area. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department has opened the application period for early access permission slips onto the Spence and Moriarty Wildlife Management Area and Kirk Inberg Kevin Roy Wildlife Habitat Management Area. Until April 15th, anyone may apply to enter the drawing for a free permission slip through the Game and Fish Access Yes program to access these areas on May 15th. 40 permission slips will be randomly selected, with results available by 8 a.m. April 17th. The recipient will be able to take one motorized vehicle and up to three additional occupants onto the Spence and Moriarty WMA and Kirk Inberg Kevin Roy WHMA a day before the general opening date to hike, fish, and or collect shed antlers. Applications are currently being accepted online. To apply for the free permission slip and view the early access rules, go to the Game and Fish homepage, select Public Access, and then Wildlife Habitat Management Areas. Below the map, select either the Spence or Moriarty WMA or Kirk Inberg Kevin Roy WHMA from the list. There you'll see the links to apply and view the rules. These areas and other Game and Fish Commission-owned lands in the Du Bois area will be open to the public at 8 a.m. May 16th. Well, Heather Sterling is now the Green River Access Yes Coordinator for the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, serving Green River, Rock Springs, Mountain View, Bags, Evanston, Kemmerer, Cokeville, Pinedale, Star Valley, and places in between. Sterling began her employment with Game and Fish in 2020 and worked as a game warden in multiple warden districts, including Evanston. In her role as Access Yes Coordinator, Sterling works with landowners to facilitate public access to the state's wildlife resources, supporting recreation, healthy wildlife populations, and long-term conservation of Wyoming's open spaces. Through a unique partnership with private landowners, the Access Yes program provides hundreds of thousands of hunting and fishing days annually to outdoor enthusiasts. Access areas offer vital opportunities for young hunters to harvest their first big game and for anglers to return to enrolled waters year after year. The access provided by private landowners not only offers recreational opportunities, but also directly contributes to managing big game herds and mitigating agricultural damage statewide. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.